Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Blog Talk Radio Divine Connection. We pray God's blessings upon you, coming forth over to God in the name of Jesus, looking forward to a move of God for our divine connection gospel revival. Bless the Lord. With our theme, your faith will go on trial. Don't panic. Be encouraged. Praise the Lord. We're looking forward to God's blessing tonight with none other than Apostle Mary Burton out of Columbia, South Carolina. We're looking forward to the Lord moving in a miraculous way. Thank God for what he's done all week long. We're just getting filled up and just enlightened and just blessed and stirring our spirits and opening us up for, glory to God, greater revelations of his word and the things that we need to come up in, the things we need to charge ourselves with, the things that we need to be available for service in, and being able to walk in forgiveness and love and not deviating from the path of the assignment he had for our lives, as well as having that intimacy with him, and also being able to be steadfast in the faith and not be moved regardless of opposition or criticism or the situation of adversity or whatever the obstacles are. God has been blessing and filling our spirits, and true enough, glory to God, it's going to take having that relationship with him. In the name of Jesus, we bless God. Praise God for what he's getting ready to do in the midst of us. We welcome you tonight. I was thinking of giving a few minutes for us. We're not going to hold up any time and slow anything down, glory to God, and give our speaker plenty of time to speak as we're giving everybody else. Amen. We know, glory to God, our spirit is filled with the word as all the others have been. And so we are in anticipation of expectancy of glory to God, for God to speak to our hearts and open up our understandings and stir our spirits and give us a mindset like never before to press forward, to press in, and to be obedient to that he says. Amen. Bless God. Amen. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him, heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. We'll enter into his gates with thanksgiving and have an attitude of gratitude as we submit ourselves and commit ourselves to the one and only Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Bless the Lord. Your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. In Psalms 119, 105, praise the Lord. When you pray, Lord, what shall I do? He can respond to you in several ways. Let's look at some over the next. He will answer you through his written word. Instead of turning. Glory to God, to anything else, we're to turn to the guidance for to listen to the word of God and be able to read his word, study his word, meditate on his word, and allow his word, glory to God, to take root in our lives that we may be able to operate accordingly in the name of Jesus. We can recognize the tricks of the enemy. We'll be able to recognize God's voice because he says his sheep know his voice, and we also know, glory to God, how to recognize when our flesh it's time to intervene on what our desires is instead of what the will of the Lord is. He said if we walk upright before him, he holds no good thing from us. And if we delight in him, he'll give us the desires of our hearts. So as if we delight, we'll come in compliance with whatever his word is saying unto us. Amen. Bless the Lord. Praise God. Before I read the scripture, bless the Lord. We also know that Pastor Jacqueline Sims should be preparing in shortly to say our prayer for tonight. And as she says, the prayer right after will be introduction, and then we will hear from none other than the speaker of the hour, So our scripture reading will be coming out of 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter, and the 3rd verse. No, I'm sorry. Yes, the 4th chapter starting at the 7th verse. I apologize for that. Praise the Lord. Kind of do double things. I'm triple, a couple different things at one time. Amen. I am so excited. Still yet riding high, still yet on the things of what God has said already and what he's doing, and so much more to come. So praise God. Forgive me. Bless the Lord for kind of being discombobulated, but I'm not. Praise God. Just excited. Praise the Lord. I want you to just know, praise God, we definitely had our dynamic speaker on Monday night with none other than Mother Alexander, which is Evangelist Alexander, and the Lord blesses her to tell us that a doubt and panic and fear not to be named among the believers, and how we have to be able to know, glory to God, who he is, to stand on his word, praise the Lord, and not be moved. On the second night, we bless the Lord for Pastor Mitchell talking about intimacy and how we ought to have that relationship with the Lord. And she even talked about the covenant as well. And last night, we have heard from none other than Prophetess Bird, how the Lord blessed her to speak on the word and use the illustration out of, use the illustration, glory to God, about the Hebrew boys and Nebuchadnezzar and being in that fiery furnace. And no matter what the opposition was, they stood and they let the king know, my God is able to deliver me. If he doesn't, and so forth, he will deliver us out of the hand of you. So they were letting him know that the king didn't have power over them. And they were steadfast in their faith. And she spoke of ability of God, the faithfulness of God, and not wavering, and we're not to waver, and enter into his rest. Praise the Lord. Bless God. I'm not going to use a time like I've been doing, trying to elaborate in details. We just want to give you a brief synopsis of what was said. And now we will have our reading, scripture reading, and then we're going to prepare, as Pastor Sims prepare for to bring forth our prayer for tonight. Amen. Bless God. Our scripture reading, as I've said, it will come from 2 Corinthians, starting at the 7th verse, or 4th verse, I mean 1st chapter, 7th verse. You're going to get it together right now. Bind this up. Any interference, even on my side, and this stumbling I'm doing tonight, I plead the blood of Jesus. I haven't been doing it all week. We're not going to do it tonight. Praise the Lord. So we bring everything in alignment and compliance. Bind up anything else, whether it be the devices, noise, or whatever else, we plead the blood of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, as we acknowledge you as Lord and Savior in Jesus Christ. We praise you for all that you've done and doing and what you're going to do tonight. So we love you, we glorify, we magnify you. Thank you for renewed mercy. Praise the Lord. Now we will read 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter, starting at the 7th verse. But we have the treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. We are hard-pressed on every side. We are crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. Always caring about in the body of the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our bodies. For we who live are always delivered to death for Jesus' sake, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our mortal flesh. So then death is working in us, but life in you. Praise the Lord. And it's from the 7th all the way down to the 12th verse. Praise ye the Lord. How wonderful, how awesome, how marvelous is he. Praise God. We thank God for all that he's done and doing and getting ready to do. In the name of Jesus. Bless God. Let me open the line for my sister, so she might be able to pray. Thank you, Jesus. Pastor Sims, bless the Lord. It's over in your hands.
Lord God, I wish all of you would pray for me, please. Father, Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, and even thou hast formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. Father, we come before you tonight. We lifting you up, we praising you, we magnify your name. Lord God, you are so awesome, you are so great, you are so mighty. And Father, we thank you for going to the cross of Calvary for us. And Lord, we praise your name because you love us, Lord. Even in our sins, you still love us. And we come, Lord, we just lifting you up. We just praising you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for all that you have done, all that you are doing, and all that you will do. And as we come before you tonight, Lord, we thank you for all of these wonderful, anointed speakers that have shared the word of God with us, that we might grow thereby. Father, we know this is a needy time, and this is something that is just a blessing to many people. And we ask tonight, Lord God, that as Apostle Burton comes to deliver the word to his father, that it would take root in somebody's heart. Somebody would be saved. Somebody would be strengthened on their journey, Lord. We know that you are able to do all things. And the Bible tells us you do all things. We told us, Lord God, that just however it is, if you believe and have faith, you just hold on. And Father, we thanking you for giving us that tenacity, that we hold on to your word, believing in faith. Just thank you, Lord. We thank you for every good and perfect gift that you have given us in this time, Father, that we would use to strengthen our brothers and sisters in Christ, and even those, Father, that don't know you. And if we partner their sins, we come before you tonight asking you, the Father, to let something that is said here or any other place that will lead them to Christ, because truly, you are the only answer. Without you, Father, we would be lost forever. We wouldn't be able to go through these things. And so the mental health of people and all, but Father, you called us to have faith and to hold on to your word. We thank you, Lord, and we ask that you strengthen the speaker for tonight, Father, and all of the weak, those that will come before you, Father, send your anointing over them, Lord, that they'd be able to tell the undying in the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Lord, we thank you, we praise you, and we bless your name. We thank you for the Pastor PJ, who this is her child that you've given her to give birth to here this week, and we praise you for letting her use you, Lord, that you could use her to do this, Father. We understand that this is a work, and Father, we praise you, we just honor you, we bless your name, we pray for everybody on this prayer line, those that are coming in, those that desire to be here that couldn't be here. We love you, Lord Jesus, and we lift your name on high. Let the word go forth tonight with fervor. Thank you. We praise you and we bless you. We ask all of these blessings, Father, in the mighty and strong name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
Praise God. We thank the Lord tonight for us, Lord, as we get ready to introduce to you all, glory to God, and some that already know of Apostle Mary Burton out of Columbia, South Carolina, New Hope Deliverance of ministry. We pray, glory to God, for the Lord to bless and use her greatly. She is anointed. She is a woman that will hear from God, a prayer warrior, one, glory to God, that is that has God has used greatly in ministry. She have a compassion and a servant's heart,
yes,
and a nurturing spirit, glory to God, as a leader. So we thank God for her, and we're going to believe God that he's going to move in a miraculous way in her behalf. No matter what, I thank God for being that she is a servant and genuine about the things of God. So at this time, we're going to relinquish our stand and open the line so that she may be able to be used however God give her. She has our or however time God bless us all have, and let God use it to his glory.
Yes.
Praise the Lord, everybody.
Thank
we
you.
Give God the glory and the praise and the honor for being here. Thank God for Apostle BJ. Hearing from the Lord and allow asking God who and when, and all of us know her, so we know she hears from the Lord, and she's going to try her best to do everything that the Lord would have her to do. So we just honor the Lord for her. Thank God for all those on the prayer line. And y'all pray that I will deliver what the Lord will put in me. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for this is the day that you've made, and we will rejoice and be glad. Lord, we thank you for your word, for your word is true. Help us to walk in your word. Help us to live. You say, for the just shall live by faith. Help us to live by faith in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm coming tonight from Isaiah, the 43rd chapter. Amen. And it says, but now this is 43:1. But now this is what the Lord says, he who created you, Jacob, he who formed you, Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. When you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. Amen. Amen. I'm going to stop right there. And she gave the topic about your faith. We're going on trial, and every one of us that know God know that we have gone through some things. We thought we wasn't going to never come out. We thought we didn't know how we was going to make it. But our faith held fast. Even when we was young, our faith held out, first of all, because we love God. Second of all, because we know all our help come from the Lord. And so we didn't have no other choice, to me, but to hold on. After you've been in the world so long and you come out the world, you say, Lord, the world don't have nothing to offer me. We done everything we thought we were big enough to do. So when we come to the Lord, we got to come holding on and holding on by faith and believing God. When we go through difficult times in our lives, we know that God is going to bring us out. Amen. And that's by studying the word of God, seeing what God say, hearing what the people of God saying to you. Because God will bring people into your life to help you through if you let them. Amen. And said, so when you go through the waters, when you go through the river, I'm with you. When you walk through the fire, I'm with you. Some of us know that he said, think it not strange when you go through the fiery trials, because they are to test your faith. Sometimes we think we go through the trials and we think, Lord, where are you? You ain't with me no more. But God said, lo, I'm with you always, even until the end. Some of us go through financial struggles. A lot of us been through sickness. We got children that we have a time with. Sometime you have foreclosure on your home and you don't know how you're going to pay. Song say, how you going to pay your rent when all your money's spent? Jesus will work it out. Amen. You got to trust God when you can't see him. Trust him because the Lord is our Savior. He saved us, and if he is our Savior, why you think he going to let us down when we go through our trials? The thought was your faith will go on trial, but don't panic. Too many times we panic when we go through stuff, when we all we have to do is look to the hills from whence cometh our help, and all of our help come from the Lord. All the things we go through is to strengthen us and to get us rooted and grounded in God so we'll be able to stand, because things going to come that's going to be worse. Amen. And if we can't stand with the little thing, how we expect to stand later on? He said, if you can't run with the footman, how are you going to run with the horse? How are you going to run with the horseman? God is trying to get us prepared that we'll look to him and don't panic in the midst of what's going on around us. Don't panic with the pandemic going on, but we need to look to him and trust him. the word of God, and we speak it all the time. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to thine own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. We got to look to God and let God direct us even in this time. And if we don't look to God to direct us, we'll walk in complete fear and close up and won't never come out. But God is in the midst of it all. So we need to look to him. Why panic when the Lord says don't fear? If the Lord said don't fear, we need not to fear. Why? Because he said, I am with you. And then Psalms 23 says, the Lord is my shepherd. If the Lord is our shepherd and we are allowing the shepherd to lead and guide us, the Bible says he will lead us even in the midst of what's going on, even in the midst of our troubles. He said he'll lead us beside still waters. He'll make us to lie down in green pastures. So that lets me know through the midst of it all, we need to learn how to rest in the Lord. We need to know that he is our shepherd and we won't want for anything. Even in the midst, I look around at what's going on now, and I've not heard one saint say they need anything. Why? Because the Lord is our shepherd and we shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still water. Okay, the Bible says when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. So guess what? Because God will lead us, although the waters look like it's roaring everywhere, God will let us lie down, and he'll push us right on into the other waters beside the still waters. When you think you're about to drown, here God will come and uphold you. So he will uphold you with his right hand of righteousness. God will grab us out and lead us right beside the still water. He restores. He refreshes. All when we have gone through a lot, God will come and refresh our soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. And say, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. I don't care what we go through. God is with us. So we don't have to walk in fear. We don't have to panic. All we do have to do is look up to the Lord. And God is going to bring us through everything that I've been through, everything I know some other folks been through. We know beyond a shadow of a doubt it was the Lord that brought us out. Said, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Glory to God. Even though, you know, our enemies ain't just people. The enemy is these things that come up against us that try to make us turn around, try to make us doubt God, and God is not going to do it. Try to make us think that God have left us. But God have not left us, because he said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Glory to God. So God is with us even in it all. And he's refreshing us. We ought to relax so much that we let God relax us. Say, he guides me along the right path for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. We don't have to fear anything because he's with us and he's going to carry us through. Say, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemy. You anoint my head with oil and say, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Oh, we not ready. Some of us not ready to dwell in the house of the Lord, but we need to know when we do, when at that time come, that God is going to still be with us. Glory to God. Well, I say goodness and mercy shall follow me. The goodness of the Lord, glory to God, ought to lead all of us to repentance if there's anything going on in our lives. Praise the Lord. We thank God that God is going to be with us. He's anointing us. He's there with us. And the Bible says that the just shall live by faith. We got to walk in faith and not in doubt. We got to walk and know that God, whatever come our way, we're going to make it through. Every storm, when the storms of life is raging, we need to know God is right there. And faith will cancel out fear. We got to walk in faith and don't let fear overtake us, because fear will bound you down. Fear will keep you from doing what God call you to do. Fear will have you acting like, I don't know God, but we know God. And if we walk in the word, we need to get in the word and see what the Lord is saying. Amen. And when we walk in the word, see what the word is saying, then we need to do. He said, be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, whereby you deceive your own self. We got to do what he says. As we read his word, we got to be doers of it. Amen. Amen. And as I was thinking on this thing, God took me to David when in Samuel, the 30th chapter, when David got back from fighting and got back to Ziklag, and the family was gone. All his children, his men, all the men, children that was with him, they were having a time too. And they jumped at David and kind of like told David, it's your fault. If we had not been with you fighting, it's your fault. But we have got to learn how to be encouraged in the Lord and don't panic. When things went go wrong, David panicked. David was crying. His men was crying. Because, you know, we go through times when we hurt. And it's all right to cry. But you can't cry all the time. After a while, you got, shovel. You got to get up and be about your Father's business. Glory to God. Why? Because we know that God is taking care of every situation that comes in our life. So we can't continue to be discouraged. Amen. David was discouraged for a while. But he got up, and what he did, he got up and he sought the Lord. A lot of times we don't seek the Lord when we're going through. We just get caught up on what we're going through and how we're going to come out. And when we say, how I'm going to come out, we ain't looking for the Lord. We just looking for ourselves and how we can fix it. And that's why so many people get in trouble, especially financially. They try to fix it themselves instead of looking to the Lord, getting in the word of the Lord. See what the Lord say before we go to the finance company. See what the Lord say before we go and borrow from somebody else. See what the Lord say in every situation in our lives. We have to see what the Lord said. Bless God. I'm going to say this because it's in my spirit. We almost got put out of the house we were buying some years ago. Glory to God. I had my children. I had three children still at home. And one of the daughters had about three grandchildren. And when we got ready to get put out almost, I was going into foreclosure, I went to the Lord. I said, Lord, because I didn't know what to do. People don't want to rent to you with a lot of children and everything because they figure you're going to tear up the house. But I went to the Lord because I had nowhere else to go. I was married, but when, you know, when things are not going right, you know, you can't count on nobody. So I told the Lord, I said, Lord, I'm going in my room. See, we need to go and shut up, shut off sometime and talk to the Lord. And sometimes we think, because we go shut up, we going to be in there all day and all night. But when you have a relationship with God, when you've been talking to the Lord all the time and you've been letting God talk back to you, things going to turn out good. But I went in my room and I closed the door. I said, Lord, I'm not coming out until you tell me something. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I went in my room and I laid on the floor. And by the time I got on the floor, I didn't even pray. I heard the Lord say, trust me. We got to come to a point where we hear the Lord, and when the Lord said, trust me, you just go ahead on about your business. I got up praising the Lord. And that's what we need to do. In the midst of what we're going on, we need to learn how to give God, give God glory and give God praise. Because through it all, he is going to bring us out just like he did with David. You know, David went into a panic. His men went into a panic. But once he got the ephod and he heard from the Lord told him, say, go and pursue. And guess what? Everything you lost, you're going to recover it all. So David said to himself, I encourage myself in the Lord. We talking about not panicking and being encouraged. You got to encourage yourself sometime. Amen. Because nobody, you call everybody, and sometimes you calling everybody phone busy or nobody's answering. And you got to learn how to trust the Lord and encourage your own self. Glory to God. And watch God move. Watch God take us to a place that we've never been before. You got to pursue. We got to pursue after God. A lot of times we don't pursue after God. We need to run after God to see what he's saying. And when we walk in faith and trust the Lord, we won't worry about anything. Because I read this thing and I preached it in church. Worrying is like a rocking chair. It's going backwards and forth, but ain't going nowhere. We don't need to worry. We need to walk in faith. We don't need to worry. We need to be encouraged in the Lord. Yes, we're going to go through trials. It says the trying of your faith worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, for the love of God is brought about in our lives. We just have to trust the Lord all at all times. We got to trust him when we can't trace him. And we need to it is the Lord who goes before you. We got to know the Lord goes before us. Amen. When we going through something, God walking before us. Amen. He already know what he's got planned for our lives. So you got to believe, God, you going before me in this. He will be with you. He will not leave you. God is not leaving us. We think he is, but God is still here on the throne. He's not going to forsake us, so we need to stop being dismayed. Glory to God. Why? Because the Lord is our stronghold. He's our stronghold for the oppressed and the stronghold in times of trouble. He said in the times of trouble, he will hide us. God can hide us, that the things that we go through, it won't even touch us. And said, those who know your name, their trust in you, and their, let me read that. Those who know your name put their trust in you. For you, O Lord, have not forsaken those who seek you. We got to put our trust in the Lord and not in man. Too many times we put our trust in man. But when we put our trust in the Lord, he'll be with us in the time of trouble. He will be our stronghold. Amen. And said, when the enemy come in like a flood, he'll set up a standard. Isaiah 41:10 says, fear not, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. We got to know that he is our God. He said, I will strengthen thee. I will help you. I will uphold you with my right hand of righteousness. God said, when we go through the waters and we go through the floods, he will uphold us. He will not let us drown. He told us, don't fear and stop being dismayed. Too many of us be dismayed when we go through things. Amen. We got to know that the Lord is with us and God going to strengthen us, that we'll be able to stand in the midst of every storm. Amen. Amen. He's going to uphold us with his right hand of righteousness. Then he told us to be strong and courageous and don't fear and don't dread, for it is the Lord your God who goes with you. He will not leave you or forsake you. How many times does the Lord have to tell us he will not leave us or forsake us? How many times do we have to tell, he have to tell us, do not fear? Amen. How many times he got to tell you he's our stronghold? He said, be strong and courageous. Amen. We need to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. The Bible said, put on the whole armor of God, that we'll be able to stand in the midst of everything that's going on. Some of us, thank you, Lord, have pulled our armor off. Sometimes we have stripped off parts of our armor, and we need to put all of our armor back on. Amen. Amen. So we can be able to stand. Amen. And we really need to put on the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Amen. That's our spiritual weapon. Amen. We need the word, because the word will cut. The Bible says the word is sharp and quicker than any two-edged sword, and it'll cut asunder, it'll cut the marrow from the bone. So if we trust in the word of God, do what God say, don't walk in fear, don't panic, and be encouraged through it all. In the midst of the trial, you need to be encouraged, because God is strengthening you. There's something God has prepared us for. Amen. But we got to be strong and courageous in the midst of it all. We got to keep our armor on in spite of. Don't take your armor off. When a soldier goes to war, amen, my husband was in the service, and they, when they go out in the field, they never did take off all their clothes. You know, they come back and they needed a shower bad and needed to clean themselves up. But that was because they kept their armor on. And one thing they told them, always keep your gun clean. So we got to make sure we have all our armor on and say, put on the full armor of God so you can take a stand against the devil. See, the devil come, the Bible says, the devil come to steal, to kill, and destroy. But Jesus came that we might have life and that more abundantly. So when the devil come to steal, kill, and destroy, don't fear, because Jesus is on the throne. He has not moved. And he said, he's with you. Glory to God. And he said he came that we might have life and that more abundant. We got to believe God that I'm going to be encouraged, that what I'm walking through, God, abundance is coming. Amen, amen. We got to keep our loins girded about with the truth. And if we don't get the truth, we'll let the enemy come in and fool us. The Bible said, and the truth will make you free. You got to know the truth of God's word so you can walk in it. It says, stand firm then with the belt of truth, buckle around your waist with the readiness to come from the gospel of peace. We got to walk in the peace of God. Amen. The Bible says, let the peace of God rule in your heart. Amen. Amen. If we don't let, we don't walk in the peace of God, we'll be running to and fro like a chicken with his neck cut off. But when we settle down and walk in the peace of God, we'll know God, everything is going to be all right. Thank you, Lord. And then the Bible tells us, keeping all your armor on, amen. And then the Bible tells us, in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, we need the peace of God in the midst of what's going on. We need God's peace. God wants us to rest. Amen. He don't want us to be all disturbed and running to and fro, scared half to death that we might die. If we die, we're going to die in the army of the Lord. Amen. So we don't have to worry about death, because one thing about it, even if we die, we're going to still be safe. Even if we die, he said to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. So we're going to still win regardless. Amen. But it says, and the peace of God which surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. We got to guard our hearts and our minds. And you know, they said the mind is a terrible thing to waste. And we can't sit down in our minds and think about all that we don't have, all that we're going through, all that the children doing wrong. I'm going to guard my heart and my mind, and I'm going to be transformed by the renewing of my mind so I can think on whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are of a good report. I'm going to think on these things. Amen. Instead of thinking about what I'm going through, I'm going to think about the word of God and what he says. Amen. That he's going to bring us through. And the Bible says the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous can run in and be safe. We are safe in the arms of the Lord. I told the people Sunday, God said we're safe. Amen. It's just like running around the bases. Amen. And you get to home plate and the man and the umpire say you're safe. And everybody else say you're out. But the umpire say you're safe. Jesus saying you're safe. Amen. You're safe. count you out. But Jesus said, not so. Amen. Through all that we're going through, we're going to have the joy, because we know for the joy of the Lord is our strength. Amen. If we need to rejoice in the Lord of ourselves, the God of our salvation at this time. Amen. And don't let nobody stop you. Don't let what you're going through, don't let this pandemic close you down. But during this time, let God rule in your heart. Let God show you what you need to get rid of. If you got fear in your heart, ask the Lord to help us. If you got unforgiveness in your heart, ask the Lord to forgive you as you forgive those that trespass against. Come on here. We got to come on up in the Lord. This thing is not about the pandemic as much as it is about us giving God the glory, and that we'll look back up to the Lord, because too many of us had turned away. And when I say turn away, not turn completely away, but we had other things on our agenda when we need to clear our schedule. You know how sometimes folks say, I got to clear my schedule because I got something important to do. So we got to clear our schedule of everything that we got on it, because we got something that we got to do. And what we need to do is come and lay before the Lord and see what the Lord is saying to us at this time. Come to the Lord and give him glory and honor and praise. Come to the Lord and look up to the Lord, because he said, God says he inhabits the praises of his people. A lot of us don't praise him enough. And then when we do praise him, it's a half-hearted praise. But God is looking for real praise, praise that come from the heart, praise that come from your spirit, up to his spirit, that we can touch heaven. Glory to God. We thank the Lord. And if you're having a hard time, Jesus said, come unto me, all who are laboring are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. We need to rest in the Lord. Come to the Lord. Let the Lord speak to you. Say, take my yoke upon me and learn of me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your soul. We need rest for our soul. Some of our souls are weary because we've been all about everything, and we like Martha. We're doing everything except sitting at the feet of Jesus. And now it is a time that we sit at the feet of Jesus and let the Lord speak to us. Let us get in the Lord. Let us walk in the peace of God. Don't worry about the trials. Don't worry about the children. Don't worry about the finances. Don't worry about the sickness. Because worrying can kill you. It will kill you. And worrying will make you sicker than what you were. So we don't have to worry when we know the Lord is with us. When we know that he said, when you go through the rivers, I am with you. When you go through the fire, you won't get burned. I heard somebody say the Hebrew boys was thrown in the fiery furnace, but they didn't get burned. They came out and all the bands was loose, and when they looked around, Jesus was in the midst with them. Glory to God. We got to understand Jesus is in the midst of everything we go through. Amen. He's trying to strengthen us. He's trying to keep us. And we got to understand, I'm safe in the arms of the Lord. I won't worry. I won't fret. Because I know God has got me. I won't have to be dismayed. I don't have to panic anymore, because God is with me. I'm going to encourage myself in the Lord. And we encourage others. As we encourage ourselves, we need to try to encourage others, because so many people, and I'm not talking, it's some church folks, but there's a lot of people in the world that God, we got to encourage ourselves so we can get up, because God is sending us to help the world to come in. There's a lot of people doing things out in the world, killing themselves, and we got to go out and encourage them. We got to go out and help them to know that Jesus is Lord and Jesus will save to the utmost. We got to encourage others to know that there's a better place. This too shall pass. Whatever you're walking through, Jesus can take care of it. You just got to trust him. We got to just trust the Lord. Be encouraged. I pray I've said something that will help others to go through, that we can tell somebody else and somebody else get saved. We are expecting. See, in this time, I'm expecting an influx of people that will holler, "What must I do to be saved?" Amen. But we got to rejoice in the Lord ourselves. Amen. If they see us with a long face, they going to wonder, "Well, you can't help me." But we're going to help them because we know that God is our rock. He's our strength. He's our everything. And he is with us. He is our shepherd. And we shall not want. Praise the Lord. Amen. I turn it back over into the hands of Apostle BJ.
Glory to be to God on high. My Lord Jesus, every night going high, and we praise God for you, Apostle Burton. I praise God for all that God has given you for us tonight. Oh, did not our heart burn? Glory to God. You did some things all week long you covered, but you also talking about that rest and even touched on the Hebrew boys as Pastor said last night, but you kept reiterating about how we need to be in that place of rest. And I thank God, glory, and even the examples that you've given us, glory, how we need to trust the Lord when we can't see him or when we can't trace him, glory to God. And even in the midst of all that we go through, glory to God, we can't afford to not to be in a place of prayer. As like you use with David, I'm just going to skip over real quickly over some things, but I like when you use David at Ziklag, and I like that particular passage concerning David and whatever like this, even though they cried and they cried because they couldn't cry anymore, that he came to himself, and the first thing he started doing was to seek the Lord. And when he felt the Lord, God told him that they would recover all. They did recover all. And in the means, like even the example that you use, before you can even get off your knees of good because of that relationship, and we stress that all the time, having that relationship with the Lord, walking in obedience to God, and see how quickly that he moved, and all you said, "I trust him." And that's the thing, glory to God, Pastor was even talking about last night, about that trust, no matter about that opposition, no matter what the Hebrew boys stood, glory to God, and they didn't move off of what they believed in their God, praise God, and what you said about worrying, and they're worried, and we say it often too about faith counts out fear, fear counts out faith. Too many of them, glory to God, not walking in the truth and walking in faith in the Lord. But it's so many vital points, and I know when the prayer warriors and the other ministers and whoever else online get ready, they're going to pull out so many things that captivate them from the word of what God has given you. And even in the midst of this pandemic, we got to still be in a place to look to God, to often finish our faith, not to let that cause us to be brought down to a low place or let doubt or unbelief come in, but still yet stand on the word. And like you just said, too many things have been going on in the division of the body of Christ that God has to get our attention in the midst of what he's allowing. So as you said, that use that term and very kindly, how you said, clear our schedule, because there's too many things have been before the Lord. But I can't go on too much more on this. I am so full. I thank God for how the Lord blessed. And even like a mother from the first night that she had said, we got to, God give us an assignment. We got to know what our assignment is and not let nothing, glory to God. Nobody else can do it but us, but not let nothing take us off of that from that assignment. But in the midst of it all, it's still going back to everybody talking about the faith and the trust and resting in the Lord. Praise the Lord. So we're expecting, praise God, for God to move miraculously in the midst of all of this that's going on. And this will be done. I'm going to open the line. I want to know first if there's anybody tonight that's in the need of prayer. I want God to move with something special that they had on your heart, because the first couple of nights I ended up allowing prayer end up being at the end. But last night he was dealing with me the night before about we need to find out if there's any prayers that needed before we give the remarks, because the remarks naturally over to God. You can give those afterwards. So if there's anyone that was needing in prayer, praise the Lord, while I'm opening the lines up, give me a minute before anybody starts speaking, because if you do, you're going to clash because I haven't opened all the lines. And that way, well, I can take the mic, take the thing off of mute on the control side here. Praise the Lord. And I just give God glory again for you. Praise God. Hope you hold out and don't have to hang up no time soon. Praise God, Pastor, what you hold out for a little bit and not listen to something that you have to do. Praise the Lord. Bless the Lord again for powerful word that's been going all week long with the mighty move of God. I thank God for what he's ordained to be. No man can get any glory. Mm-hmm. God, get all the glory and praise for what he's doing in our midst. Praise the Lord. Most of the lines are open now. So anyone, first of all, before we start doing accolations and remarks, so anyone in need of prayer right now, we want you to, if it's not, then we can go ahead and take our remarks.
Okay.
You do
have
a prayer request?
Yes.
Okay, then Pastor Tim.
Yes, I have to go in the morning for a test, an EKG, and I'm claiming in the name of Jesus that everything is all right, and I have some tests pending, and I ask you all to please go before God on my behalf, as I do, and the lesson tonight was such a blessing to hold on and anchor in the word, because that's how we're going to make it over, by trusting and having faith. Thank you so much.
Praise the Lord. I'm going to ask Apostle Burton to pray, because we know you done came through, and thank the Lord for bringing you through that major surgery. You just came through and you're bound the devil for any other attacks against your stomach. But, Pastor, would you take that prayer request for her?
Apostle Amen. Burton. Father, in the name of Jesus, we do declare that Sister Sims, by faith in you, Lord God, that every test is going to come back and it's going to be fine. We thank you now that you are the God that healeth her in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that by your stripes she was healed in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, that no weapon formed against her shall prosper, even in her body. The enemy is coming against her, her body. But, Lord, we decree and declare that she's every whit whole in Jesus' name, Lord, and we thank you now that you forgive her of all her iniquities and you heal her of all her diseases. That's what your word said. So we're standing on your word, and we're thanking you in advance. Thanking you, Lord God, that when she go, she'll get a good report. We're expecting a great report. Lord, we have to go in expectation, oh, God, of that you are going to do what you say. We are going, Lord God, we bind up the spirit of fear now, because you're not giving us the spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. So we go in, Lord God, and thank, believing you for her sound mind, that she's walking in the love of God, and, Lord, that she's walking in the power of God, in the name of Jesus. So we thank you now, Lord God, that she's healed from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, and it is so. God, you told us when two agree is touching on anything, that you would do it. And, Lord, there's more on this line, and we come in agreement with Pastor Sims, Sister Sims, that she was healed by your stripes. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise God. Bless the Lord. Is anyone else before we go ahead and take the remark?
Okay, I'm requesting prayer for my brother who is experiencing hallucinations.
Okay, Pastor. What's your first name, darling? Sister?
Wilhelmina.
Huh?
Wilhelmina.
Okay. Okay.
This is Wilhelmina.
All right.
Requesting prayer for my brother.
Yes.
For her brother,
who is experiencing hallucinations.
Okay. Father, in the name of Jesus, we know that you are not in hallucinations, so we pray for Sister Wilhelmina, brother, right now, Lord God, that you would come in and that you would touch him in his mind, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we pray right now that the enemy will take his hands off of this man in the name of Jesus. We bind every works of the enemy now, and we command him in Jesus' name to go from this man in the name of Jesus. And, God, we thank you now that no spirit, no demonic spirit will come nigh him. In the name of Jesus, we pray right now, Lord God, that you will save him. If he's not saved, save him in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we pull down every stronghold that's in his life right now. We pull down every demonic spirit in the name of Jesus. And we tell them, we command them in Jesus' name to go now, Lord, that he be free. You say whom the Son has made free, they're free indeed. So we believe you, Lord God, to make him free in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Amen. We
thank you,
God,
Lord.
For the power of prayer. We've got to believe it by faith. In the name of
it's
Jesus, we agree with 10,000. We put 10,000 to flight. So if we come on one accord, we're not allowed the enemy to steal it from us by watching and looking, because we walk by faith, not by sight. Praise God. Now the lines are open over to God for any remarks. Praise the Lord. And then at the end, with Pastor Burton, we'll have the last remark. Amen. Okay, at this time, the lines are open. All praise God.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I truly appreciate Pastor Burton for such an awesome word. Glory be to God. I love the scripture that you come from, Isaiah 43. I just love it. Praise the Lord. And I praise God. I just put down on the side note that this was such an awesome word of encouragement. And then I also saw again, as you were sharing the word, praise God, hallelujah, that this is dealing with your relationship again, praise God. And like you say, you was looking at, praise God, your faith will go on trial, praise God, but not to panic. And when you have relationship with the Lord, praise God, and all of that you share, praise God, you and you said God is trying to get us prepared, praise God. But I think and praise God, you said we can rest in God. In other words, you can relax. You have a relationship with God, and that's, you gave that great example of David and the situation where in Ziklag, praise God. Hallelujah. And one thing about it, I love how you gave the example. Stop going to all these other people before you consult with God. Consult with God. Let him be number one. Don't let him be the last one, because you know how long you're going to go through what you're going through. I thank and praise God. Now, when you gave you did so excellent. You gave your example when you guys were in the military, praise God, about your home. Have a testimony similar how, praise God, my house, I got a letter while I was in Germany that they was about to foreclose my house. You know what I did? I said, God, I thank you that the money that I need to handle that situation, I'm going to have just that. I said a certain amount. And you know what? The God that I serve is able to do exceeding abundant above all that you can ask or think. Glory be to God. And then I had the audacity to say, God, and when I get on the airplane, because I didn't have hardly no money. I borrowed $50 from my daughter because she was working at the commissary, praise God, over there. And I thank and praise God how I said, God, I don't want nobody head in my way when I watch them movies. I want an aisle seat. And I thank and praise God I got an aisle seat. Nobody head was way, and I was the third seat from the movie. I tell you, God really did. And when the day that I needed that money, well, the realtor company was thought, I guess I had died in the first Bush War, so they was taking me and robbing me blind. But I thank and praise God when I met up with them, I had a person with me to act as my representative, and they had to give me a check for $3,240. Now, that was in addition. I said God is able to do exceeding abundant above all that you ask or think. First of all, when I got to the States, $2,000, which is what I was going to need to handle the situation, was deposited in my bank account. And at first, I was going to do that. I was going to go to the lender, to the credit union, thinking I was going to handle it. And they said, no, we can't give you the money because you're old. And I said, it came to me, you know what? God gonna do this. And before I left, with all handling all that situation by the grace of God and God's help, praise God, I hadn't done my taxes. And when I did, first time I used one of them rapid refunds, and I got a check back for, you know what, $777. God wanted me to remember that. So I tell you, I took care of that situation. Them folks had to give me that check. I had the money, and plus, hello, I could go shopping.
All right.
Thank you, praise God. I tell you, you know what? You better put your money on God. Hear what he's saying in his word, and he is speaking. I always like to say, God is speaking. Is anybody listening? When you have relationships and you know what the Father said in his word, you can bank on that, and it's not going to bounce. I thank and praise God for you, Pastor Burton. Awesome and wonderful, excellent explaining that. I could say more, but somebody else may want to say something. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Pastor Mary Burton, you gave us word tonight, my dear. I mean, word upon word upon word. You came and brought the word with the word. Now, that's the gospel. I appreciate you so much. The word was so good. I truly like the word is like a rocking chair going back and forth and going nowhere.
Nowhere.
I truly appreciate that because that's exactly what you're doing in the rocking chair. And that's exactly what happens when we worry. As I was studying today, the scriptures and the word that the Lord was bringing to my spirit, that was a lot of what you said tonight. So he just gave me lots of confirmation. I appreciate you. God bless you, and I love you. And I thank you again for allowing God to use you the way he did. It was awesome. God bless.
Bless him. God bless.
Praise the Lord, Pastor Burton. I thank God for the power and the authority that he put in you tonight. Because the word you reform again, you said, trust him. And when you're going through that storm, what did you do? You said you get up and you start praising the Lord. But the people don't know that when the storm comes, that's when you praise him, you get to break through. So I thank God for you to bring that up and let us know that continue to praise him, baby. Continue to praise him because your breakthrough already done. So I thank God for using you tonight. Amen.
Yep. Amen.
Yep.
Yes. Sister Janie Daniels from Walter Birth, South Carolina, and I was invited to this Brother Sim, and I certainly have enjoyed the message this fall, and truly it was food for my soul. And you keep on preaching God's word. I enjoyed it from the depths of my heart. And keep on praying for me too.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Pastor Bird. Praise the Lord. I got in on time, and I thank God. I was able to listen to Sister Crockett. It was very encouraging. That's all I could say. I was sitting there, and I listened to you, and especially when you talked about the housing, because right now I'm going through, and I'm trusting and believing God for my change. I have the finances. I'm just waiting for the open door. And it's hard because when everything's shut down, you can't really go out and look. One of my prayer partners told me, go to this place, but everything is shut, so I've been online looking. But I'm just asking you to keep me and my family, my son. I'm here for a minute because I was really ill, and I came, I had no heat in my house. And I thank God for him just ministering to me. Ask God to bless him. He also has one patient. He do PCA now. I thank God he came out of the clubs and bars. He was bouncing. And he's taking care of a handicapped patient. So he's doing his best to, you know, keep afloat. And I'm doing my best to keep. I have my grown daughter with me now who's in need housing and my little girl over there. And I wanted them to come. They didn't want to come here. But I don't want to have to even go back there. I'm just looking for something diligently. And I just felt so encouraged by what you said because you had a house with children, and I know how that is, and people always think you're going to. And we're very good tenants. But that was just very encouraging. And I just wanted to ask you to keep the Crockett family in your prayers. And God bless you.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, Apostle. I thank you for that awesome word that you brought forth tonight. I just thank you for the word when you told us that we got to hold on to faith in God and study in the word of God. when you brought forth the word, it just brought back memories from what God has brought me through. I had to grab hold to and have faith and trust in God for God to do what he did and bring me through where I am now. Because you said in your words that all the things we go through is to get us rooted in the word of God and trust in him. And then you also thought about even in the midst of what we are going through, we have to learn to encourage ours and trust God. So that word, a lot of times we look, like you say, we got to start looking for other people to encourage us, and then we got to encourage ourselves, ourselves and the Lord, not what things what other people say. So that word was awesome. And then when you came from Psalms 23, how we got the rest in the Lord and have the peace of God and to know that he is our shepherd. We got to, when we know that he is our shepherd, then we are resting him and we are have that peace. So I just thank you, Apostle, for that awesome word and for you being a light in my life so I can walk that walk for Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, Pastor Burry. I tell you, I just thank God. You know, I'm just still kind of overjoyed from last night, from things that I went through last night. But I just thank God for what you have said on tonight. How I was just trying to write down some little notes. What you was trying to catch it. I was just trying to catch it. And so I was looking at what you said, trust God when you can't see, when you can't even see your way, you know, when you can't even, when you don't even know how the way going to be made. Just trust God. And the thing what Pastor Hubbard got is said, don't panic. But when we going through a situation, just trust God and don't panic. And that's what I'm saying. And then you also said, and look to the Lord. And don't fear. We have to look to him and don't fear. And you said being refreshed. You know, as you were saying, be refreshed your soul. It made me think about on last night when Pastor Bird was preaching and how she had said some words and had some things that I had to go through. But God he delivered me from that situation. And I thank God for that because I felt so different. Last night when I went to bed, and how you were saying sometimes you got to lay on the floor. And here later, ever since the revival has been started, I've been just, you know, I would go in my closet. It seemed like I couldn't get it right in the closet. So I began to lay on the floor. And so all this week I've been laying on the floor because I said, like yesterday I was supposed to be praying, and then I couldn't get the phone to go through. Couldn't get it go through. Neither one of my phone wouldn't go through so I can get on time to pray. And I said to myself, I called Sister Willa and told her about it to tell Sister Hubbard. But I said, and we began to pray, and I said, something is up tonight. Something is really up tonight. This is a revival. I said, and the revival is going to start first in me. And so I just thank God for the word of God. That you have taught tonight. I'm not going to say all what you have said, but I'm going to go back on that phone, and next week I'm going to have revival again with each one of these topics that came on this week. So I thank God for you, and just continue to pray for me that I continue to stand and be what God would have me to be in these last and evil days.
Glory.
Amen.
Praise the
Amen.
Lord.
Pastor, I just want to say thank you for the great encouragement. This was a truly encouraging word. And trust me, we've been hearing that from our pastor for almost a year now, if not more. Just trust the Lord. Just trust him. So that just blessed me because I know that's all he wants us to do is just trust him. And I like the part, too, about the Lord is my shepherd. I know that's a good, it touched me in a very special way. So I just thank you for the encouragement. Continue, I pray God blessing and that he pours back into you everything you pour out in Jesus' name. Thank you.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, if that's all the remarks. don't like that time in whatever. So any more remarks before Pastor come on? Praise God. We want you to go ahead and jump in now and speak. Praise the Lord. That's the last one. Praise God. I'll tell you, I'm not even going to try to go back over. So many people have said things expected as I expected. Glory to God, how God blessed and moved on their hearts. So, Apostle, this is the hour now. I mean, at the time now that you can have the remarks and whatever before we close. Praise God. We thank God again for you. Powerful, powerful, anointed preaching, teaching. Just the word just penetrates so deep. And I bless God. I just thank you for all week. Bless God.
Amen. To God be the glory for the things he has done. And to God be the glory for the things he's going to do. We just have to wait on the Lord and be of good courage. And he's going to strengthen our hearts the more. I bless God for everybody on the line. And I'm excited about what we're going to hear tomorrow night. I give God the glory again for Pastor B.J. Hubbard. Amen. And we just thank God for everything. I thank God for, I missed last night because we had Bible study on the line, but I thank God for the women on Monday night and Tuesday night, amen, that went before me. I thoroughly enjoyed them too, amen. And the woman of God on Tuesday night, amen, was talking about how the bride dressed in the different layers. Just awesome. I just thank God for all the women and that's been on this week. We give God the glory again. Amen.
Amen. We praise God. Thank God. And as I want to remind you all, that you can go always back to listen to any episode of what God has blessed through the revival, even any past meetings. It's blogtalkradio.com/, and we spell divine as D-E-V-I-N-E, connection. Again, blogtalkradio.com/ divine connection. Praise the Lord. And that way you can be able to go back and review and whatever like this. And anyone you missed last night or night before, however, you can be able to listen again. Praise God. Again, I thank God. And it's amazing. I keep looking at this. Every time we get ready to go off, it's about 8:11 or 8:10. And every night the Lord has blessed all week through the revival. This is amazing. But God bless God. That's what being on time and giving y'all time enough every night. So we're thanking God for what else he's doing and how he has moved. And just want to say continued blessings upon you, angels being camped. Keep the prayers going on for the revival, for your life, and for everything that you receive. And don't allow the enemy to steal it from you. Praise God. Let it get it in some rooted in some good ground to stay there. Meditate on it. And let the word of God make that transformation a change in the name of Jesus for the glory of God. And pray blood covering, protection, shield. Find up every device of the enemy to break any evil work or any sickness or disease or untimely death or anything. Come now, our dwelling. We plead the blood of Jesus. We live on 91 Song 23rd. Glory to God. Yes. Jeremiah 29:11. All the words, whatever. Praise God. 27. We just bless the Lord. Thank God again for this, mm-hmm. A woman of God tonight and all throughout the week what we've heard. And I pray, glory to God, that you continue to be encouraged. And glory to God, we bless you. Angels of the Lord be encamped about you. Looking forward to the Lord blessing. Tomorrow night we will have none other than Pastor Dr. Doris, glory to God, Dorsey, DVD. So Pastor Dorsey tomorrow night, another preaching woman, glory to God, will preach and teach the word of God, and a powerful prayer warrior as well, anointed with the gift that God's placed in her too. So that'll be 7 o'clock every night. We look forward to her and none other than Pastor Betty Pugh. We look forward to her on Saturday night. And glory to God, anointed vessel, and also Prophetess Anum out of Arkansas. Bless God. I keep saying Tulsa because she's been there for almost 10 years, but over in Arkansas now on Sunday, which is our fourth Sunday that we normally have. Every second and fourth Sunday we have Breaking the Bread of Life. Bless the Lord. Thank you again, Apostle Burton. Thank you, all the guests. Pray, send the word out, share the number so that way others can be able to hear. We want to have the breaking of bread, and we have a good feast going on. You want to share with others, glory to God, when this is the anointing, and you know it's a good meal that's going to come, which is going to help and change our lives for our future to continue to grow. So share the number with someone on the blog talk. We love you. God bless you. Angels be in camp. Shalom, shalom. Anyone that had prayer, hold on to the promise, hold on to the word, and believe God for the miracle. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right, shalom. Shalom.
Amen.
Shalom.
Amen, and God
Hallelujah.
Bless you all.
Love
God
you
bless.
All. Enjoy the word. Amen. God bless you.
Amen.
I love you guys. Thank you, Mr. Praise the Lord. God bless you. That's my baby. Love you. Good night. Love you. God bless. Angels be in camp.
Thank you. Good night.
Glory to God. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Nothing but the blood of Jesus shall wash away my sin. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Nothing but the blood of Jesus shall wash away my sin. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Amen. Amen. Amen.